Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, if you normally tune in now-ish, late in the show, realize there's three previous hours to the show that you miss. And there's two different ways to listen to those. First, rewind in the Odyssey app. You can listen within 24 hours. You can go to any point in the show. Or you can just subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. You get the entire show in podcast form. Prefer that you listen live, but if you can't listen live, podcast form. So Jack Fritz is on paternity leave. It's been years now. He's been gone. We don't know how many children. Must have had 100 children with as much time as he's taking. But in his stead is Buzz.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Dan Wilson.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I was mentioned by one of our callers on yesterday's show.
Oh, yes.
In a not so great light.
Was it Chris and Pensoff?
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
And he.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, it's going to work into the top five. It'll be in the top five. What he said and something he did during that call will work in today's top five, which is the top five caller complaints that I have as someone who both produces and hosts here at the stations.
A complaint from you about callers?
About callers, not about specific callers, just things callers do.
Oh, boy. You're going after the audience?
I'm going after the audience. And listen, I love our callers.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
it. But there are five things that need to be complained about in today's top five. Number five is the caller on mute. Now, you guys get on me a lot about this when you guys are down at Chickie's. I'll check in with them during the break. I'll make sure they're ready to go. If you're on hold with a radio station, you don't need to put yourself on mute. We effectively have you on mute the entire time. Like, why
are
you?
What's the point?
There is no point to mute yourself. You're just listening to us, and we go to you. Why are you muting us?
What, shouldn't you add that to your like script of what you tell them? Hey, be ready and don't put yourself on mute.
I have started doing that. Like, be ready. Like, don't have it on mute.
Yeah, I guess there would be no reason for them to be on mute because because we can't hear them until we put them on.
Exactly
the air
right.
Anyway. Right.
They're muted the entire time anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes no sense.
Unless they're having.
Anytime I've done an interview and I'm waiting on hold until they come to me, I don't have the phone on mute.
Can I offer a? I'm thinking about this.
Sure.
Sometimes when we're a guest on a show, normally you're on hold for 2 minutes or something.
Sure.
Sometimes our callers are on hold for an hour, whatever.
Much
That's
longer.
That's a good point. Yeah.
They might need to have a conversation that they don't that is want. Private.
Right.
That they are having while they're on hold, and they don't want to be put on air while they're having this private conversation.
Yeah.
Then don't tell me you're ready 5 minutes beforehand.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
Buzz is on revenge.
Just stay like, locked in. Stay ready for me.
He's on revenge tour
now. Okay, well, I'm going to defend I'm going to lean toward defending the callers, but I get it. All right, that's
And then also
five.
Don't be on speaker. That's the old school one.
When they're on speaker, it drains the life out of my body.
Yeah.
You can hear it when I go, are you on speaker?
You've said it so many times.
Yeah.
Number four is the caller who makes the same point on every single show throughout the day. Chris in Middletown's a frequent offender of this.
Oh, going after a caller.
He calls the morning show. He makes a point about Jalen Hurts. He calls the midday show. Same exact point. Afternoon show. Same. Like, you can only, it's like a recording of the same call you heard five different times.
Well, what's the old Bigby rule? You only get
once during the week, once on the weekends.
Yeah, that's not how that works anymore.
I know it's not how it works anymore, but change it up a little.
Yeah, I would say so. I like our callers that call because some of our callers are good enough, call more than one time in a week. I wouldn't want to.
No, that's fine. No, but change it up.
What about every show?
Every show
in
every
one day.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
It's like when Joe in the Northeast was doing his Cal Stevenson tour, and every single call was the exact same script.
Yep. Yeah. I remember melting down the first time I got that call. Made me so mad.
And then you got it again and again. And the content never changed.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
All right, so that's number four. Number three is the how come no one's mentioned this guy, and it's something that's been mentioned 20,000 times on the station. I was hosting last week. I got multiple, countless calls of, you know, how come no one's mentioned that if Saquon breaks the record, it'd be one more game than Eric Dickerson.
Oh, my God.
We mentioned it 40,000 times.
Yes.
How come no one, you know, has mentioned this? It gets mentioned all the time. Like, every single, I can't tell you how many times people will call in thinking they're the first one to arrive at some obvious point.
Buzz, I think you're making a huge mistake here.
Uh-oh. What?
You're making the audience your enemy. Okay. Look, I love your top five.
I'm trying to make the callers better.
You're doing a good job. Oh, look at you. You're stealing one of
exactly.
my little things.
Exactly. Yeah, same mindset.
I don't know about same mindset. So
similar mindset? Well, adjacent?
Well, so the thing is, though, is that they're not consuming as much WIP as you are. So a normal person that maybe listens for half an hour a day in the car on their way home maybe didn't hear this point.
I understand. Yeah. But then don't be so accusatory and be like, how come you haven't mentioned it? You haven't listened to say whether I have or haven't.
Wow.
I feel you, Buzz. Get it together.
Maybe has it been mentioned? How come no one's mentioned
you, Spike? You and your bill of Spike. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to ingratiate myself to the audience.
Oh, I know.
Well, and also, there's something about that job that almost turns you against the audience. Because
right.
Jack will
Jack, go, he'll do the same
half thing, of yeah. Jack's top fives are, here's the reason I hate everyone who ever calls. All right.
You deal with WIP's yeah. finest back
here. You're
trying
to say the producers have it hard back there, is what you're saying?
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes. Just stay ready for me. Stay ready for me. Lock in.
Okay.
Number two is the caller who calls in but wants to argue with a different show. Like the open of today's show, guy calls in, you know, Giglio was a moron. I'm like, then call his show.
Yes.
Call 10 to 2.
Yes.
I help Mike Angelina produce Eagles postgame. People will be like, you know, WIP said Hurts couldn't. Then call DeCamera tomorrow if that's who said it. Yeah. Don't call the postgame. Rob Ellis and Jason Avant aren't going to respond to something DeCamera said in the morning or you guys said in the afternoon. Call them.
I think that's fair.
That is fair. There's nothing worse than trying to defend something another
someone
host
else said.
Yes.
I think what I would put into this category is WIP said. It's like, no.
Right.
No,
one, right.
Someone on WIP said
WIP doesn't say anything. We say things. We are all different people.
Right.
Yeah. We all argue with each other. So.
Yeah. I tell you, in myself, I don't see Richie on social media as much, so he probably is smart to ignore everybody on Twitter.
Yeah.
But me and you, we have to defend everybody else at the station.
Well, yes, because you are the two guys that never make any mistakes, of course. They know the game.
Well, no, we also get lumped in with the WIP.
With the
WIP.
Yes.
If you heard something Wednesday at noon, that same host is not on the post game show.
Right.
Right.
Call the time you heard it.
Yeah. And the post game show. Well, I guess Rob can get fired up every once in a while.
Rob Ellis?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he can get fired up.
Yeah.
I don't see Jason. I guess Jason could. I just haven't heard him get fired up very much.
He's opinionated.
He's not yelling at anyone. He's not being overly critical.
Yeah.
And the number one thing I can't stand with our callers, and this happened yesterday. So Chris and Penn, for anyone who missed it, Chris and Penn Salk in around 4:45 called in yesterday and had this to say about me.
Yeah, the other dude, Buzz. Oh,
Buzz.
Well, Buzz talks a lot. But
he talks a lot. He keeps people. Half my friends don't even call because he just puts you on hold and just leaves you there, dude. He might be a nice kid, but he's a polished turd.
Whoa!
Well, hey, I'm just being nice for 2025. That's like, that's my nice side of Chris from Pennsylvania.
This is not good.
Yeah, that is.
Hey, you call it as you say. My dad said, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it ain't a mongoose.
So a few things. Number one, I'm firmly denying that I put callers on hold and don't get to them. What advantage to me as a producer would that serve?
I don't know, Buzz.
We've had a full board all day today.
Yeah, we did.
What advantage would I have to not screen them?
I don't know, but why is Chris from Pennsauken saying these things?
I have nothing against Chris and Pennsauken or any of our callers individually.
Well, you say you don't have anything against any of our callers.
No, things they do.
You spend the last 10 and a half minutes talking about what you don't like about our
callers. Things they do, but I don't not go to anyone in particular as a result of this.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's not an advantage you would have. It would just be spiteful.
Correct. I'm not. I don't have any spite towards any individual caller.
So you don't get callers that call up and give you a hard time?
Oh, I do, but I still, if they have a good point, I'll put them on.
Okay.
So,
is Chris from Pennsauken lying?
Yeah, that's not true. I will So we have a tool back here. You can put someone on hold without screening them. If we're about to go to break, right. If I'm getting Sirianni up, like if I'm doing something else for those couple of minutes, I will do it. But I always get back to them. Hmm. I don't just let them sit. So, and that brings me to number one, which is the entitled caller. This crop of callers that Jack Fritz has has going back here, where they all DM him when they sit on hold for 30 seconds, or I got Chuck from Mount Airy yelling at me because I didn't bump him up fast enough.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I'm not the host. Like, you guys can choose to go out of order if you want. Number two, who made you in charge if you don't have to wait?
Do you know what I do sometimes just to make Jack sweat? So he has his favorites that he puts up toward the top.
Yep.
And I think his favorites are the squeaky wheels that get the grease that bother him the most.
Sure.
Yes. When he's doing that, I will go to somebody below that person just to make Jack sweat.
Yeah.
It's like, Jack, it's about the show. It's not necessarily about who whines the most about
correct.
Yes.
And he rewards basically anyone who complains.
Yes, yes.
Well, you're rewarding
the wrong
thing.
He's tired of hearing the complaints.
Yes. Correct. So I'm trying to stand strong back here. And we're going to go in order who actually has the best point. And that causes Chris and Pensalkin to lash out like that.
You know, when I would...
Because he's used to Jack.
When I would listen, when it was you and Jack, I think to myself, do they only have regular callers? And it was just because Jack...
He likes the regular callers.
I love our regulars, but I love to mix in the new people, too, because that's how we find regular callers, is by going to new people. I understand that.
Jack likes to play the hits.
But
yeah, and he's a softie back here, too.
When
he's DMing the callers, and they're like, get me up. He's like, sorry. you have the control back here.
This is really a Jack complaint, not a caller complaint.
Ooh.
Well, Jack has enabled the callers, and I'm taking it. When I'm back here, I'm taking a stand. Sorry that the substitute teacher is harder than the regular guy.
Yes. And with that, OG Wade, Cowboy Jim, Corey, Rios, you're all up next. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, ask any one of them if I just leave them on hold and don't go to them.
Most of them are cool, but I don't get the... I remember once Eagle Shirley called. She hasn't called since.
Yeah.
When she called, and we were very kind to Eagle Shirley, and she's like, on the air. She was like, you can't keep me on hold that long. And I was like,
we can do whatever we want. We got a lot of callers.
You know, we get a lot of callers, and we got to talk too, so...
But to the caller's defense...
Yes.
They're used to certain hosts going right to them. Yeah, so that's...
And it inflates their ego to an unhealthy level.
Yes, well...
Well...
In some cases.
Well, I mean,
some cases.
Just, here's the thing. So put yourself in whether it's Chuck, OG... Well, OG doesn't complain about weight.
He
doesn't complain about weight.
Yeah.
But Shirley, if you're used to calling and getting put right on when you call within the first 5 minutes...
Right.
And that's what you've been doing for years.
And now suddenly
it is a little bit of a shock when you're like, hold on, I'm still on hold. It's 30 minutes and I'm still...
Now you're on the VIP line for once. Yeah.
Well, right.
You know what the tough thing with us now is we have, I would say, a lot of regulars.
Yes.
And not everyday regulars, but even some of the less everyday, like the two times a week regulars. So when I look at the board sometimes at this point, there's the regulars that people hear a lot, but then there's the second level of regulars. Sometimes I look at the board and half the board is regulars, which means that somebody's waiting.
That's true.
There's just not enough time.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
This hour brought to you by Guided Dorn Window.
I'm not screening people just for the hell of it.
Well, I think you might be, though.
Anyone's welcome to come watch me produce a show.
Chris from Pensalkin, if you would like to hash this out with Buzz, I will take that call right now. 215.
He's going to hash it out with me off the air.
215. No, we have to do it on the air.
No, it's going
to
be on the air, believe me.
215.
But I'm going to hear it first.
94, Chris, if you're out there. This hour is brought to you by Guided Dorn Window. Take advantage of Guided Dorn Window's big winter sale. Get 40% off all doors and windows. Limited time. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. We don't put regular callers right up. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, man, you are such a troublemaker. I will take your call right away. You just want Buzz to get... Oh, my God, that's crazy, man. That is horrible. Hey, listen.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. You forget what you called about?
Yep.
No. I've been on a long time, but I work for a wonderful guy, so I'm okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah. But let me give you my my hair thing first, okay? Ike, you know this, right? We got the horseshoe now?
Yeah, who you got?
when my thing start growing, man, it's the best, man. I got the best hair.
Of course it's you.
Of course it's him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, let me get to my point.
Okay.
Now, we talking about the Duke, okay? I hear a lot of people, and again, it's these amateurs that's coming in and weighing in to see, you know, the Texas guy, and, you know, you, brother, you don't know the aroma of being in Philly and being a Philadelphia fan. It's nothing like it because you're here every day. So what I want to say about this is that the reason why I believe that Jalen Hurts doesn't have to do anything, don't prove anything, is because I know what he's capable of. I've never, ever, since Jalen Hurts been our quarterback, been let down by this guy. Never. But I told y'all today, in the beginning of the season, I only wanted one thing, our defense not to give up 30 points a game. That is where we win and lose at. I know Jalen Hurts is going to make a play that's going to win us these games. I know that. Now, you want to talk about his playoff thing about the Tampa? Remember, we beat Tampa Bay last year. So when we played them in the playoffs, we was without AJ, and Jalen had a broken finger on his throwing hand. I'm not sure, Spike, how you expect him to win that game.
If you're in the game, you're in the game. If you're in the game, you're in the game.
I get it. But people that, you know, don't play the game can actually say that and understand what you mean.
No. Because if he wins the game with a broken finger, you're going to tell me how great it was that he wins the game with a broken finger. So he's either playing or he's not playing.
Hell yeah, because I know how hard it is to play with a broken finger.
If he's either playing or he's not playing, OG.
Okay, let me say this to you.
Yes.
You know, everybody.
What is his signature? What's his signature playoff win?
The game that took us to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so they beat the fourth string quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Wouldn't you like to see a more? I get this all the time with Embiid. Embiid's never beaten anybody in the playoffs, and it's true. He's won plenty of playoff series, but never beat anybody. Jalen, I mean, the Eagles under Jalen and Nick have never beaten anybody in the playoffs. Not anybody any good.
Spike, yeah. I don't know if you notice or not, but in order to advance in the playoffs, you got to beat whoever the hell is there.
Yes, for sure.
It's not like Jalen. The Eagles can't go and say, you know what? Let me get the toughest guy and let me beat them so I can. No, it's the San Francisco was the one. It ain't Jalen's fault that Brock Purdy thought he can throw the ball with freaking dude coming right at him and hurt himself. That's not Jalen's fault.
All I'm saying is he absolutely has something to prove in the playoffs.
And us going to the Super Bowl.
He absolutely has something to prove in the playoffs.
And here's the other thing. You put Josh Allen above Jalen. I'm
yes.
sure a million people do. But you know why I don't? Because Josh Allen haven't been to a Super Bowl.
Oh, here we
go. Josh Allen haven't even beat the lesser team to get to the Super Bowl like Jalen did. Josh Allen doesn't know what it feels like to play on that stage. And I pray that one day.
Josh Allen's not beating Daniel Jones in the playoffs.
It doesn't matter, Spike. Like I just told you, it don't matter.
Yes, it does.
You beat who's there.
Okay, all right. So his record in the playoffs, OG, is 2-3. Is that a good record?
Yes.
Is that a good record?
No, it's not.
Okay, all right, done. Then we're done. We're just doing wins and losses, so he's 2-3. He has a losing record in the playoffs.
We didn't have the number one seed, right?
He has a losing record in the playoffs. Josh Allen doesn't.
Just hear me out. Hear me out, Spike.
Okay.
Josh Allen has played more years than Jalen, so
yes, by two.
He should have that, okay? But here's my point. If we did not have the number one seed that year, so we only needed to win two to go.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I believe if we needed to win three to go to... He would have three.
He's been eliminated in the wild card round more than he's advanced in the playoffs.
In his first year as a quarterback
yep.
starter. Okay. And then in his year that he had a broken finger.
So the losses don't count.
Nice.
The losses don't count and the wins do. I just want to make sure.
Here's what you can't take away.
Right.
He went to the Super Bowl
and
played at a high level.
He did. So,
that's what you can't take away. And I think that burns you.
It doesn't burn me. But you can't look at Jalen. You're like a Yankee fan talking about winning the World Series 20 years ago. Like he more recently He has lost in the playoffs in the first round more recently than going to the Super Bowl. He's lost in the playoffs in the first round more times than he's advanced. He's 2-3 in the playoffs. He's never beaten a good team in the playoffs. So this is all true. So if you ask me if he has something to prove, absolutely he has something to prove. And congratulations on your hair.
Guess what else he did?
What did he do?
Never have a losing season, bro.
All right, great.
We keep on getting better every year with Jalen. Every year we're there.
Didn't get better last year. Got worse last year. So
no, we didn't.
Yes, you did.
We got a chance. Every year we're there.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? That's all you can ask for.
The Eagles didn't get worse. Last thing, OG. The Eagles didn't get worse from 2022 to 2023?
No.
Well,
no,
okay.
They didn't.
All right. That's all I need.
Of course they did.
That's, of course.
I mean, even if you just go with the record.
Yeah.
They were worse.
So,
from the record standpoint,
they won fewer games significantly.
Yeah.
So, coming up next, two big things. First of all, we do have the Buzz and Chris from Pensauk and Clash.
Oh, Chris heard, he heard the whistle.
I put out the bat signal. Yep. And I get to finally celebrate a true championship in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, let's get this over with.
That is my championship. That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.